Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 204 for Tuesday, December 30th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was higher on technical buying Tuesday as investors attempted to square their positions ahead of the new year. Canola was up $2 to $3 with the most active March contract, up $3.40 at $443 per ton. Speculative buying pushed values above the psychologically important $440 per ton mark, which enticed some traders to come in and try to establish long positions. Commercial demand was steady, which helped underpin the market. Some traders are also looking to get rid of their January contract, which was a feature of the session. However, improved prospects for development of the soybean crop in South America, along with the large U.S. soybean crop, were bearish for canola values. The Canadian dollar was slightly higher, which limited the gains, as it made canola less attractive to buyers on the international market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all lower. Soybeans were down 5 to 6 cents, with the March contract at $10.42 per bushel. Flooding in Malaysia has raised speculation there will be lower supplies on the vegetable oil market. Floods are threatening to disrupt Malaysian palm oil production. Figures from the USDA peg U.S. weekly export sales at 636,000 metric tons. Of that, 206,000 was meal, while the rest was soy oil. Both figures are within estimates. However, the crop in South America, which has benefited from recent rains, is starting to look larger. One analyst raised his forecast for Brazil's soybean crop by 1 million tons this week. Corn was weaker on Tuesday. Values were 6 cents below unchanged, with the March contract at $4.06 per bushel. Spillover selling from wheat weighed down corn values. More farmers in the U.S. were selling corn Tuesday and increasing their marketing of it, too. Corn hit a 6-month high yesterday, which prompted the selling, according to a report. Wheat was 12 to 14 cents lower on volatile trading, with the March contract in Chicago at $6.03 per bushel. Fears that cold temperatures in the U.S. Great Plains could damage the winter wheat crop appear to have subsided. Some risk of winter kill is there due to the lack of snow on the ground, but analysts say it's highly unlikely any supplies will be lost, which was bearish for prices. Prices were also pressured by reduced concerns over Russian export restrictions. It's looking more and more as though other countries will be able to fill the holes left by Russia's withdrawal from the market. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, December 30th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.